great day yesterday. Not because it was my so-called birthday, but because we did very nice spiritual activities, which started off in the morning with a parikrama with Govinda Maharaj, and together we went out to Javat and walked from there to Terkadamba, and then we also went to see Charan Pihari, Krishna's footprint on Nandagaon. And the pictures, of course, are up. My pictures are up. And then from there we also came back, obviously. And we had a nice feast. Prior to the feast, got a few gifts. Govinda Maharaj gave me a very beautiful gift of a walking stick, a cane from a kadamba tree, as well as some beads, not neck beads, but beads to be worn on the neck from kadamba and tumal tree. All of these are from Govardhan, from the Rasa stallion Govardhan. And we had a wonderful feast, and in the evening we had a wonderful kirtan, and I put that up also. Unfortunately, I noticed that somehow there was some distortion on there, which is unusual, but it seemed to happen. I was just in the room here that we had a kirtan with about 10 devotees. And well, there was an interesting experience on our walk from Javat to Terkadamba, and we're taking pictures. As you can see, I was taking pictures, Govinda Maharaj was taking pictures, and at a certain point he was behind me, I was walking a little ahead, and there was some Vrijbasis coming in the other direction, and he stopped to take pictures of them. By the way, it rained a lot there. There was a lot of rain on the road, so only the high parts were the dry parts, and even there it was muddy. And Samara, I stopped to take a picture, and I'm walking ahead, and all of a sudden I hear this, "Hey, hey, hey," calling out, and I turn around, and he's not there. He's not on the road behind me. And but then I look to the side, and there's a ditch, well, more than a ditch, there's a canal on both sides of the road, and about 3 meters deep, with about a half meter of water and water plants in it. And Govinda Maharaj is at the bottom of this canal. And he's about knee deep in water and mud. And so of course I rushed to his aid. He'd slipped in while taking that picture. And I helped fish out his japa beads, as well as his camera. All these things went in with him, and then he climbed out, and then, well, you can see the pictures of him afterwards. We lamented later that I didn't take a picture of him while he was in, but I didn't want to be like a paparazzi and just take advantage of any situation just for the sake of a photo, and neglect the fact that he really needed help. And good thing that nearby there was a tap, agricultural tap, so as you can see, he was able to wash off, and during the rest of our parikrama, he sort of dried. But the first thing he did when he came back was that he took a shower. Anyway, it was Srimati Radharani's mercy on him to really be soaked in the dust of the Dham in the way that we voluntarily wouldn't have done it. And it was also extraordinarily beautiful weather. It was cool. I mean, it is right now in New Delhi, it is 28 degrees, but a little while ago it was 20 degrees. It's cool, it's cooled wind. As I mentioned, it rained. So it was very, very pleasant. Parikrama was something like, I don't know, winter time. The weather was so, so nice. And that was one of the highlights of yesterday. And now we're just getting together to go to Delhi, meet some politicians, and then continue on our way back to Hungary through Moscow. Hare Krishna.